The Bible in you. The Bible in you. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The Bible in you. All of us have an interest in a philosophy or many philosophies, and we study them and we are interested in them, and we think that they're just wonderful. And we think they're just wonderful from the point of view that many of them have many beneficial things for us. They offer us a way of thinking about how to live our lives, how to live in a community, how to be one with our neighbor and one with ourselves. The Bible that we listen to is the Bible that we have developed over the years from growing up in our family, growing up in our community, growing up in our world. And as we listen to this and as we follow this, we are called Christians or Muslims or all the other possible ways of thinking that could be on the face of the earth, because every group of people has their own Bible. Every group of people have their own religion, their own philosophy, and their own way of looking at things. And most of them are the same. Most of them are the same. What is for the highest and best of everyone in the group? What is the highest and best for every individual? What is the highest and best for everyone? And this is really the greatest question that all of us ask. And we ask it of ourselves. We ask it of ourselves as we look at other people, as we look at other countries and other nations and other communities. And we say, that's not my philosophy. And we look at others and we say, yes, that is my philosophy. But what is our philosophy truly? What is our Bible? All of us look within ourselves and we find our Bible. We find the way of life that touches us and means the most to us. What values is our philosophy founded upon? What values do we have in our life that are similar to our family, that are similar to our world, our community? What values do we have? And the greatest values that we have is the one that says, be yourself. Be yourself. Live up to your highest and best at all times. Live up to your highest and best at all times. Be yourself. And as we learn to be ourselves, we find that to be ourselves means we do things that are a delight to us and that are harmonious with us and that make us feel good, that make us feel wonderful, that make us feel fantastic. And as we are living up to these things that make us feel utterly great, utterly grand, then we feel wonderful in ourselves. And the Bible within us is that resilient book that says all is to our highest and best. What is for our highest and best? What makes us happy? What makes the world happy? What makes everyone in the world fulfilled and feeling good about themselves and feeling good about others? We admire values in others. Are those the values that we admire in ourselves? Are the values we see in others the values that mean the most to us? Are they the values that tell us that we are just fantastic, that we are glorious, that we are good? If they are, then you can be sure that these are what make up our Bible. They make up the Bible in us. Now, we read the Old Testament, for instance, and it's a story of the religious development of a people, of the things that they went through. And actually, most people do not believe in the Bible. They do not believe in this Old Testament because this Old Testament is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It's rather tough. It's not one that is of gentleness, not one that is looking at the world in love and peace. What is it that the Christian attitude has brought to our world? What is it Jesus the Christ has taught us to think about? He says, love your neighbor like yourself. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart and soul and being. Now, what does that sort of a attitude mean? What sort of that value does that mean? Does that mean we must punish everyone who's not doing what we feel is right, or that we should go our way? Does that mean that we should look at the world and judge it, and that we should tell the world how they should live their life? Oh, no. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. As you live your life, as you have values in your life that are so fantastic, those are the values that you use to look at other people and say, I want that person as a friend because they have values like I do. They have values that make me feel happy when I'm with them. They have values that are telling me that the world is a good world, the world is a happy world, the world is a healthy world. And that's really what I'm interested in. That's what you're interested in. You are interested in not being your brother's keeper, but being your own keeper. Knowing what your values are, and every moment of your life, living those values as sincerely and dedicatedly as you can. And how do you live those values with sincerity and dedication? How do you live them? Well, you live them because they are what you believe is to be true. That's the Bible in you. And every one of us have a Bible in us. And all of us have a Bible that's quite similar, because that's what a human being is. That's what a divine being is. Very similar. And as we live these values, as we recognize these values, and as we care about these values, what happens to us? What happens to us is that only good comes to us. Only good flows from us. We live in a happy world. We live in a joyous world. We live in a world where we do not judge others. We only look at ourselves and we say, am I living up to my highest and best? Because if we are living up to our highest and best, if we are truly the finest Bible that we can be, we will find that we're looking at everyone else and seeing them a reflection of that Bible within us, of the goodness within us, of the peace within us, of the magic within us. And as we look at all the world from that point of view, then truly we are looking at them from the highest and the best. We are looking at them from the greatest and the most magnificent. Now, are you ready for this? Are you ready for living your life in that manner? If you are, then you'll listen to that Bible in you. The values in you will be that which will bring about happiness in your life. The values in you will be that which brings about joy in your life. And you will see everyone in the world living in this happiness, in this joy. You will not see people being taken advantage of. You will not see people going to war trying to take other people's property or other people's countries or possessions. You will not see any such a thing. You will only see peace on earth. You'll only see the peace that's in your heart, the peace that passes all understanding. And when you have found the peace that passes all understanding, you will be living your Bible within you to its highest and its most wonderful. Try going that direction today purposefully and say, all is in divine order now. That's the Bible in me. All is in divine order now. And I live according to the Bible in me, because that's all that matters. And that's who I am. Have a wonderful day living the Bible in you, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.